Hi, it's Abby Ferry with your safety news, and I want to revisit the workplace violence topic just a little bit further because some recent news came across and it made me think of this in a, not in a different way, but just adding more more potential issues for other types of workers into this fray. And so the news came out from the Cal OSHA reporter this morning about code compliance officers, the people that enforce building codes and similar. And the quote is that it starts with random threats, then email threats, then call threats, then to shoving, then to hitting, and then on to worse. So there's code professionals that are now bringing up the issues that they're facing when they're dealing with the general public and asking their employers to do something about it. And so it made me think that really any occupation where we are working with the general public, but especially when enforcing things, law enforcement, code enforcement, other compliance aspects, and generally delivering news to people that they may not want to hear. So I want to make sure that we think about our exposures for our workers in that larger holistic sense and looking at the real issues that they could face when dealing with members of the general public and what that violence looks like, because sometimes employees may be hesitant to report things to you because they're not sure if an emailed threat or a verbal threat is something that is bad enough for them to report for action. And so make sure that workers understand that these types of things are threats that could be escalated. And so these types of things need to be discussed by the worker and the employer so that it can be discussed how best to protect them and how to prevent such incidents from occurring and from escalating into ultimately the types of things that we've been seeing in the news. So again, just looking at our workers that face the public, and especially those that are enforcing things or delivering news to people that they may not want to hear. And often too, it's a one-on-one thing, or it could be at least your singular worker delivering the news to a group or panel of people, not in addition to just an individual in a one-on-one situation. So these types of incidents can get complicated, and I think what's happening is that workers are understanding that, hey, we're facing real issues here and are asking their employers to help them out and be able to prevent these horrible things from occurring. So thanks for listening today, and make sure to check out the Cal OSHA Reporter. It's got some great information whether you're in California or not, and make sure to check back for some more news. Thank you.